Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience New Mexico Lobos 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's WynnBET to claim your free bets today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Yes, IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure to catch our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord.
This is Brian Bosworth, aka The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Yes, yes, yes! Woo-hoo. Welcome! Welcome to the College Football Experience New Mexico Lobos 2022 season preview episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dead to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. No one touches Dundee.
You know I love Albuquerque. I love the great state of New Mexico. Go there often. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Oh, man. Muddy Waters, my dog, getting into it, doing a little howling. I'm not sure if the mic picked that up or not, but shout out to the great Muddy Waters. Patty C, Muddy Waters is a husky. A husky comes from, he's part husky, comes from the wolf.
Yes.
You know what is Spanish for wolf?
What is that?
Lobos, buddy.
Oh, we got the mascot in studio.
Yes, in studio. Get that guy a beer. But here we are talking New Mexico football, Patty C. And I mean, let's just hop into it. This is the New Mexico Lobos. Ever since Rocky Long left, you know, it was tough times. Tough sailing, perhaps, Patty C.
You might say.
But after Mike Locksley, after, what's our guy from Notre Dame?
No, Bob Davey.
Yeah, Bob Davey. They finally turn back the clock. They go and get Danny Gonzalez, who played for Rocky Long. And then what does Danny Gonzalez do? Right after Rocky Long retires, he says, coach, coach. Coach, what are you doing? our program, our historic program, the New Mexico Lobos. This is not us. We got to fix this. We got to get back into doing what we do, right? And Rocky Long said, you know what? Tell the wife, retirement was nice for that week.
That's right. All right. Putting those plans on hold. When did he start coaching the Lobos for the first time?
Well, Danny Gonzalez played at New Mexico for Rocky Long. Rocky Long played at New Mexico in the 60s.
Yowzas.
Right? Then he started coaching there in 1972.
So that puts this as his 50-year reunion on part of the coaching staff.
And you know I love it, buddy. You know I love it. This is what I'm talking about. Support your local college football team.
There you go.
Do yourself a favor this offseason. If you're not, or not this offseason, but yeah, well, this offseason you can factor in what you're going to do. But when the season starts, I would challenge each and every one of our listeners that, if you're a New Mexico fan, you're probably already doing this, but for the average fan, just tuning in to see what we're doing here, why not make a point of watching a game or two of a school not involved with the Big Ten or the SEC?
That's right.
Support your local college football
rivalry.
We
shouldn't even really have to tell you this, folks.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't be part of the movement that turns this into NFL Junior.
Yeah.
College football is special for a reason. And programs like New Mexico, who have been playing since 1892.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They deserve your attention too.
And we will talk a little bit about supporting your local rivalry, Patty C, but let's get into this.
You know, Marv Levy was a coach for New Mexico at one point.
Legendary Marv Levy. This is what I'm saying. Rich program. Rocky, I remember when they upset Texas Tech back in the day.
Boom.
Rocky Long took them to what, 5 bowl games in 6 years, and they were bowl eligible the year they didn't go. That's a great fucking coach.
This is too much bowling for us.
Dude, actually, check us out. He was bowl eligible, what, 7 years in a row? They went to only 5.
That's true.
I mean, they had winning records the other two years.
2-6-5 seasons that they didn't go bowling.
Back in the day, they wouldn't let you bowl.
I mean, look, this could be a Southwestern power.
He won 3 Mountain West championships. 3!
Boom. That's a lot for New Mexico. You know,
he didn't win them at New Mexico. He won them at San Diego State, but doesn't matter. Okay. Rocky Long is the guy that people are talking why that new Snapdragon Stadium, the snapper in San Diego, is live and ready to go. Without Rocky Long, that Aztec program wouldn't have got there.
Credit Rocky Long.
Yes. So
what did he do at San Diego State?
He did
3 straight 10 plus win seasons, 4 and 5 years to
close
out. They
had never been to a bowl game before him.
San Diego State?
Yep.
Wow. And he went every single year he was there. That's unbelievable.
That's called getting it done, buddy.
Well, something's got to give here because he won at least 10 games 4 of his last 5 years. Meanwhile, New Mexico has never won 10 games in the 130 plus year history of their program.
Now, to be fair, it used to be an 11 game season for a long time, Patty C.
But this, maybe we're moving on to bigger and better things.
I think you might be onto something. Well, one of the first things they got to do is they got to fix the offense. Danny Gonzalez has been on record saying he wants to try to get something going like Grayson McCall and Jamie Chadwell have down there in Conway, South Carolina with Coastal Carolina. And I think he might be onto something by wanting that.
There you go.
Can he find the right piece?
Mesh that triple option with the air raid elements and look, spread the ball around and keep yourself as unpredictable as possible.
Yes. Derek Wareheim has his work cut out for him. Offensive coordinator's been with the Lobos. 130th they were in scoring offense a season ago, Patty C. Last year there was only 130 teams in the FBS.
I mean, historically terrible offense.
Where's the days of Stoney Case? They got to bring those days back.
Stoney Case of Permian High School lore.
Friday Night Lights.
There you go. Actually won the state championship the year after the book Friday Night Lights was written. Pretty cool story there. New Mexico, 12 points per game last year. The next closest, 15.6.
Still won 3 games.
Unbelievable. We just did Nebraska's, right? We said they're the best 3-9 team ever. New Mexico, the worst 3-9 team ever to play the game. Very impressive to get the 3
wins. I would
wins.
Like to see a playoff to see who would win between Nebraska and New Mexico, personally.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm like Coach Leach. I want a 64-team playoff
for the winners and a 64-team playoff or 66-team playoff for the losers.
I'm in. I love it.
More football. No one loses. They were 130th in scoring offense. They were 108th in rush offense and 127th in pass offense. Charting at 170th. I'm sorry, 170th. pretty much, if you add in the FCS numbers, probably charting at 170th in total offense. They were 130th. They were dead last in total offense in the FBS. Good news.
There's only one way to go.
Yep.
Actually, you can go down because there's another team now.
That's true. You can go. Yeah, JMU. You were not
wearing my
that
JMU hat.
Hat
right now, but the Dukes are in, so hopefully you guys don't go down at all.
Five starters are returning on offense. They lose quarterback Terry Wilson, but Terry Wilson was only there 1 year after he transferred to every school in the nation prior to that. So I think this could be a good thing because Miles Kendrick comes in via the transfer portal from the Kansas Jayhawks and Lance Leipold.
There you go.
It seems like Nathan Jones, Nathaniel Jones, is projected to be the running back. He was not the starter a year ago. But they do have both their wideouts back in Jordan Porter and Luke Weissen. That is a start.
Yeah.
Breaking in a new tight end. It seems it's like it's going to be Trace Buckler or Bruckler. 2 of 5 offensive linemen back, Patty C. Colin James and Isaac Gutierrez.
But not many starts for them.
But my thing is this. If you're 130th and you go into your locker room and you say, hey, you know what, guys? We're all shit on offense. You know what? Get out of here. Give me the next unit.
Bring in the new guys. That said,
yeah.
Preseason all conference, Nathaniel Jones and Gutierrez, both fourth team charting. So the only guys on the whole offense that get any preseason recognition. So we'll see. The offense, not a lot of love from the publications.
They had their work at however, defensively, Rocky Balboa. No, I'm sorry, Rocky Law. You know me. He created the 3-3-5 defense. Are you aware of that?
I was not aware of
that. He's the originator.
A great defense.
Brian Urlacher can thank Rocky Long. All right. He's that reason why, you know, he excelled because he was safety. He was kind of that hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hybrid linebacker safety. Translated well to the pros for sure.
Well, they only got one defensive lineman back on that 3-3-5 Patty scene. That's Justin Harris. But 2 of 3 are back in the linebacking core, led by Ray Lutele, probably. 4 of 5 back in the secondary, led by Ronald Wilson. Patty C.
Jarek Reed also, Dante Martin. A couple guys getting some love preseason in the secondary. The trenches on both sides of the ball seem to be the issue, and that is concerning.
It is concerning, but hey, if anyone can do it, Rocky Long. Rocky on defense. I worry about the offense. I think the defense will be fine.
Yeah. I mean, they have 5 guys that are somewhere between second and fourth team preseason all conference. That's a decent chunk of your roster that's getting some love on the defensive side of the ball. Offense, rightfully so.
Yes.
You know, a huge question mark.
And the offense got to step it up because you gotta move the rock. You gotta move the rock a little bit. Patty C, we want to talk recruiting, the transfer portal, which is such a big factor in college football 2022. Vegas expectations on what the Lobos will do this year and our own expectations. We're gonna go game by game on the schedule, projecting just how Rocky Long and Danny Gonzalez will do in 2022. But first, and by the way, subscribe on YouTube, folks. You can watch this on YouTube as we break down all 131 teams with a solo podcast for each and every team in the land. We've been doing it for years. Subscribe, tell a friend. Also, remember, subscribe to, you can also get on any platform. You can, if you're listening to this, that's perfectly okay. Subscribe. But also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because we love the Pit. Yes, one of the best college basketball environments in all the land.
Colby's always hyping it, and
yes,
I believe it is well deserved.
And they got Rick Pitino's son coaching there, Richard Pitino.
Hello.
I think he might have a good team this year in the Mountain West. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience while we break down. We talk college basketball year round over there. We talk college football year round over here. Subscribe. Tell a friend. But yeah, we're going to talk all that stuff about New Mexico. But first, let's get paid, essentially. Want to tell you that the New Mexico Lobos 2022 college football season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's WYNNBET to claim your free bets today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure to check out our Discord server, brand new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgatheringpodcast.com/Discord. All right, we are back. Talking Lobo football, Patty C, and here we are. The transfer portal, they're a little old school.
Not really.
I think
their
they're
thing,
coaching
huh?
them up.
Okay.
Coaching them up.
Well, when you get a coach that's been there for 50 years, I think he trusts what he's been doing.
And it's like Glanville in the MLFB or the that's XFL, right. Whatever, you know.
Doesn't Shout mean out. He's lost yeah. a step at all. In fact, his recent success as a head coach suggests the exact opposite.
Exactly. So they went out and they did bring in quarterback Myles Kendrick, who I think could be an X factor in this offense. They also brought in wide receiver Jordan Porter from Arizona State. They also brought in cornerback Hunter Sellers from Pitt. Pitt, you know, they have good defensive backs always, I feel like.
True.
Also a defensive lineman, Tyler Keene. From UCLA.
All right.
And an offensive lineman, Marshall Gill from VMI. VMI has actually been pretty good in the FCS ranks the past couple of years. Patty C, that's it. That's all. And what did they lose? You might be asking yourself. Running back Bobby Cole is in the portal. Wide receiver CJ Boone is in the portal. Offensive lineman Leaky Asunga is off to North Texas. Running back Aaron Dumas went to Washington. Defensive end Ben Bertram is in the portal. Defensive lineman Ben Gancello is in the portal. Safety Quentin Potts is in the portal. Offensive lineman Cade Briggs went to Texas Tech. Offensive tackle Jack Buford. Great name. He's off to Arizona. Wide receiver Emmanuel Green is in the portal, and cornerback Marque Kirkendall is in the portal, as well as cornerback Damon Gentry. That rounds them off. Did they win or lose the portal? I say they won it because they landed their quarterback.
That is a pretty important one. The numbers obviously don't agree with you, but the numbers don't tell the whole story. 120 nationally, 9 within the conference.
Oh, I mean, they certainly could have done better, but I'm saying, like, at least you got your starting quarterback and some other guys that I think are going to be day one.
If you
starters.
Get your starting quarterback yeah. in the portal, that's all you really need. If he is better than the last guy, which it's hard not to be. I mean, they were dead last in so many categories: last red zone, third down, like right at the bottom, the 127 to 130 on almost every category.
Talk to me about recruiting, man.
Recruiting. Not good, but not that bad. A little better than you would expect. Last five cycles, 124, 118, 111, 98, and then 115. That's been good within the conference for 11, 11, 6, 5, and 8. Their composite has ranged between 93 and 117, but they are slipping in the wrong direction. Listen to their four-year composite, 93, 104, 109, 117. So going in the wrong direction from a talent standpoint within the conference, that's 7, 6, 9, and 10. So they are... out of what, 12 teams in the conference, still one of the least talented.
Is Danny Gonzalez the right man for the job to correct this?
I do think so. I think having Rocky Long with him, you know, they're two very good defensive minds, and they're both long-term committed to the program, presumably.
I like it. He's just 5-14 in 2 years. Be patient. COVID was his first year. We already said you got to throw that out. So be patient, Lobo fans.
Real quick, I want to talk about what they did last year. A couple nuggets here.
Like game by schedule, game. Okay. Yeah.
Well, the two teams they beat, I guess really it was remarkable that they beat Why am I?
Wyoming. Went up to War Memorial Stadium, 114-3. And if you remember correctly, your boy, Pick Dundee, well, he happened to call for that one. Lobos as a 17-point dog on the money line. That's why you subscribe to the College Football Experience, people.
One of the most impressive calls by Colby I've ever seen. But Wyoming was 7-6 last year, and they beat them 14-3, so they beat them by 11. Boise only beat them by 10 on the Smurf turf. That was an excellent game. That's a preview of what this program could become.
They almost beat UTEP, 20-13 game. UTEP was a 7-win team a season ago, Patty C.
There you go. But their other win, two wins, I guess, were
the Houston Baptist Huskies,
who went 0-11 in FCS play last year,
and New Mexico State, battle of the I-10.
That's right. And New Mexico State only beat an FCS and UMass on that long
road
trip.
All that matters to please the alumni, beat State.
And that
battle of I-10 rivalry.
That they did. And so,
battle of I-10, is that, that might be UTEP, New Mexico State. Wait, am I getting them confused? Are they about to be mad at me?
Potentially. I got to go to Winsipedia to see what the all-time rivalry
is. I'm sorry, battle of I-10 is New Mexico State, UTEP. So yeah, it's still the New Mexico rivalry. Patty C, what is that all-time series?
I just got to Winsipedia. Aggies versus Lobos. 73 in favor of the Lobos, 33 for the Aggies. So they have dominated the state of New Mexico for a long time.
And that's what I'm saying. Rocky Logs delivering, saying we are the best team in the state of New Mexico.
Well, and it's just crazy because all around them, the teams have had talent, whether it be in Arizona, obviously Texas, Colorado's north of them, Utah, Oklahoma. When is New Mexico football going to get its shine on? We were looking at the size of these cities.
Oh man, they could be. If look, here's my example. If Boise State can happen, you know, Boise is not nearly the size of the city Albuquerque is.
Yeah,
all they need.
Albuquerque is 500,000 people.
I'm saying.
And we looked up.
Isn't Boise like 200,000? I don't even remember.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get a little more detail on that. Largest populated cities in the U.S. But I would imagine they're somewhere on that.
Actually, no. Boise's 450,000, still bigger than Boise. You see my point?
Yeah, this team should have higher expectations and a better performance than they do just based on that. So
if you're watching on YouTube, you see this sweet graphic here. Shout out to the graphics team. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Las Vegas calling for 2.5 wins, Patty C. 2.5 wins.
Albuquerque, the number 31 biggest city in America.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You guys should have way more wins. Let's get it going.
So
Danny Gonzalez, we're talking to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Come on now. So New Mexico, 2.5 wins. The under is at -125. The over is at +105. Vegas is saying they're going to go 2-10, Patty C. They just don't believe. They don't know about Rocky Long, I don't think, in Vegas. All right. They haven't studied him enough, right? Let's hop into it because week one at Dreamstyle Stadium, man, the main Black Bears. Nick was just there. NC Nick was just at the stadium.
It was beautiful.
Mike Buck, legendary. Maine did have just a 6-5 season last year. They did get whooped by JMU, but they still had a winning season. This program wasn't that long ago. They beat UMass by 25 points, actually. So they beat an FBS team last year. Can they do it again this year, Patty C?
The Maine did?
By 25.
Jeez.
Is that an upset watch at Dreamstyle Stadium?
I think it is. I think the 37-hour car ride might take its toll on the old Black Bears.
I'm taking New Mexico to win, but tread lightly. Maine has been a decent FCS over the past decade or so.
Yeah, be careful here.
Week two, Patty C. So all we need is two wins now.
Come on.
That's all we need. Week two. The Boise State Broncos Friday night nationally televised. Boise is going to win.
Yes, they will.
1-1, and then I see it. The battle of I-10. Support your local college football rivalry.
There it is.
Week three, UTEP. They almost got them last year on the road at the Sun Bowl. Now they got to come to Dream Style. Dream on, like Aerosmith said. Patty there it C, is. All right, because I got an upset special. Give me the Lobos.
This is actually a very good series. I want to say, according to Sports Reference, these are only decided by one game apart from each other.
Lobos get the dub.
Lobos on the. That's at home.
Yep.
Maybe.
You buying it?
Maybe.
You buying it?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes.
I'm in with you.
2-1. Then they head to Tiger Stadium for their annual rival at LSU in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
That's right.
The SEC loves the state of New Mexico.
Honorary members.
Yes. Whether it's New Mexico State, whether it's New Mexico, they got to load up on that state.
They're just moving west slowly. They got A&M in Texas. Now one state over, here's New Mexico.
Yes. That's a loss, right?
That's a loss.
So 2-2 after the month of September. Well, actually, they have one more game in September because they play on Friday at that stupid dome in Vegas. Should be Sam Boyd Stadium. They head to Vegas at UNLV. This is a winnable game.
Lost by 14 last year. Maybe because they caught them late in the year, which is when Avalos had that thing, or not Avalos.
Arroyo.
Arroyo. I always get this. Confused.
Look, I'm gonna take UNLV here because I gave them the UTEP game already. I think
those are both kind of 50-50 ish. Let's go with that. So we got them at 2-3 here.
2-3, and now they're home to Wyoming, who they beat a year ago. Patty C.
And Colby, you were explaining why you had a good feeling on this game to me.
Look, whenever they play Wyoming or Air Force, I know last year they got smacked by Air Force, but a lot of those years when they've been bad, they play them tough.
Yeah.
Rocky Long's defense is designed for that. San Diego State has great success against Air Force with Rocky Long. They just play a physical brand of defense, and I feel like it. If you don't have explosive passing, you are entering a game that I feel like will be a true dogfight. So when I saw it was a 17-point spread, I said, nope.
You said Wyoming has one of the worst quarterbacks in the country.
Yeah, I said live dog.
Yeah.
Just because I knew that it would be a grind it out. I even if I was wrong there, I still thought it was going to be like a 17-14 game.
Yeah, you're not just going to run through a Rocky Long defense.
And I wasn't wrong. I was right.
You were right, and they held them to 3 points on offense.
Boom.
Will they replicate that in Albuquerque this year?
I'll say this. They are at UNLV the week before, then they're home to Wyoming. Between one of the two, they're getting it.
Okay.
Give me the over right there. 3 wins.
I like what you're doing there. I'll say this. Between Wyoming and then the following week at New Mexico State, I'll give them number 3 right there. So either way, we're both on the over with 5 games left. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a lot of opportunity at the back end of this schedule.
I'm very excited for Saturday, October 15th. People, watch this game, New Mexico at New Mexico State. It's fun. It's chippy. Aggie Memorial Stadium. Patty C, I'm going to call for Jerry Kill to get revenge.
You know what's funny? Almost every game on their schedule right now has a network that it's already scheduled to be on, according to football schedules or fbschedules.com. The New Mexico State game, time TBA, TV TBA.
Come on, ESPN.
Pick it up. Put it
on Fox.
Yeah, let's go ABC.
They're home to Fresno State. The Mountain West did them no favors on the back end of the schedule. Because home to Fresno State, Patty C, they're going to lose. Jake Haner?
Yeah. No.
They get a bye week, and then their second back-to-back away stretch, they're at Utah State and at Air Force.
Yeah. I mean, what, they lost to Fresno 34-7. They lost to
four double-digit win teams in a row. Fresno at Utah, at Air Force, home to San Diego State.
Or Utah State.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Fresno, all double-digit wins last year? Yikes.
That ain't fun.
What did they do? What was the score? I think they got blown out by at least 30 points against all of those teams. they kept it within 24 against San Diego State last year. And even Colorado State, which is the next game, they lost by 29. So they would have to make up some major ground on
I don't think they're winning any of those.
Yeah, after
the final 5 games of the season. I think they go 3-9.
Smash the over.
The over hits. This is not a lock.
You're thinking maybe they get to 4.
I do think they could get to 4.
I think you might be right.
I think between the UNLV, New Mexico State, Wyoming game, it wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me if they got to four either, especially if they can improve a little on offense. I mean, they were, I want to say like a hundredth in offense and thereabouts 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's not like this offensive coordinator has sucked forever. You know, I mean, that's not good, but it's not, it's not terrible either.
I'm on the over. I don't feel great about it. 3-9 over hits. Let's have fun. Let's go Lobos. Woo. Shout out to Muddy Waters in the studio. Folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Remember, subscribe on YouTube as well. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Can't wait to talk about the Pit this upcoming season and what Richard Pitino's got in store for the Lobos. And yeah, subscribe to all. I mean, first, if you can go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, please do so. And if you do that, take a screenshot, show us that review on Twitter at the Colby D, and I will show you, I will send you and show you a College Football Experience t-shirt. I'll send you a free College Football Experience t-shirt. Look, you got Muddy Waters on air here. Yes. Oh, yes. Hold on. Let me remove that. Here we go. Ready? Here you go. You got it right. Oh no, you still got that. There we go. Somewhere there. Shout out to my dog, Muddy Waters. Bring it the Lobo love. Yeah. So on Twitter though, at TCE on SGPN, if you show us that 5-star review, Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. We are the College Football Experience. Give us that 5-star review, people. Check out all of our other podcasts, sports gambling podcasts, already doing NFL futures. If you're a Broncos fan, they're going team by team with episodes for all 32 NFL teams, projecting win totals, evaluating the roster, all that good fun. So check them out. We just had Pat McAfee on the show, just had Mike Leach on the show. Check it out. It's a lot of good fun. And check out all of our podcasts, you know, MLS. Gambling podcast just dropped. If you're a soccer guy, we also have the soccer gambling podcast. World Cup coming in the winter.
I feel like the folks in New Mexico might appreciate a little soccer.
Yeah, man, come on, check it out, and get the SGPN app. You'll have access to all of our great podcasts. So, all right, folks, we're both on the over. This is the College Football Experience, New Mexico style. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here. Breaking news, gonna be